With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump defending the work of Elon Musk's government efficiency office.
When it comes to slashing government jobs and agencies, Trump supporters are thrilled while critics are up in arms. The president says he's pleased with Musk's efforts so far, and there's more to come.
I've instructed him to go check out education, to check out the Pentagon, which is the military.
Musk's team has gained access to internal databases, some of which include private financial information on Americans. That access by political appointees has stirred privacy concerns. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Well, the Trump team continues tracking government spending and using tariffs to halt the flow of fentanyl from China into the United States.
China is very, very fearful that they're going to incur tremendous costs in terms of all this government action without any of the normally associated benefit, again, because of the tariffs that Trump could slap onto all of their products.
E.J. Antoni of the Heritage Foundation. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel and Hamas conducting another hostage exchange.
Hamas releases three more hostages, Eli Sarabi, Ohad Ben-Ami, and Or Levy. Cheers from Israelis watching on an outdoor screen in Tel Aviv, the three looking gaunt and frail, all taken when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. In exchange, 183 Palestinian prisoners were released. With Gazans cheering for them on the strip, this was the fifth swap in the six-week ceasefire deal. I'm Julie Walker.
Investigators making arrests connected to heists involving some of the biggest names in sports. Authorities say groups of thieves linked to South American gangs have been stealing jewelry and cash from luxury homes, including the homes belonging to Patrick Mahomes. This is SRN News. The 119th Congress has 13 LGBT members.
That's the most in U.S. history, but no more than the last Congress. At the turn of the 21st century, the 107th Congress featured only three people who were openly homosexual. It's different this time around, though, because one of the current congressmen is transgender. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride is a man who is living as a woman, and his presence has prompted House Speaker Mike Johnson to issue orders that no men be allowed to use women's bathrooms on the Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hospitals in Colorado, Virginia, and the nation's capital say they have paused sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for kids as they evaluate President Trump's executive order aimed at cutting federal support for those procedures. Denver Health in Colorado stopping providing sex change surgeries for anyone under 19. This is SRN News. A bigger and better bridge is on the drawing board.
Maryland officials have unveiled their designs for replacing Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge almost a year after it collapsed under the weight of a cargo ship that lost power and veered off course. The new bridge will be taller and better protected against ship strikes. As the state's first cable stayed bridge, officials say it will modernize Baltimore's skyline. The project could be completed in 2028 with a price tag of almost $2 billion. The original Key Bridge took 5 years to construct and was completed in 1977. John Scott reporting.
A former Massachusetts state senator sentenced to 18 months in prison for scheming to defraud the State Department of Unemployment Assistance and collecting income that he failed to report to the IRS. 48-year-old Dean Tran convicted in September on 20 counts of wire fraud and 3 counts of filing false tax returns. More details at SRNNews.com.